I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's somebody in the Biden administration you don't know about, and you should. We'll talk to James Lindsay about that tonight. We have a southern border crisis, Hunter Biden's laptop not going away. All that's coming up on I'm Right. You know what a background check is like for a security clearance? Security clearance meaning you have some job in or around the government, and they have to look into you to figure out, is this person okay or not? I've been through a little bit of this, particularly with one of my friends. One of my friends was going for a government job. I won't go into the details, but I will tell you this. He wasn't going to be some top assassin for the CIA or something like that. It was just kind of a base-level government job. He had access to some classified information, not a bunch. You know, he didn't know secret missions in Iran, but some basic stuff. This is my friend. This is not me, right? This is my friend. He tells me this is coming. I get a phone call. Hey, we need a time we can sit down with you and discuss so-and-so. I won't give you his name. I said, okay. And I was working construction at the time. I set up this time. Two people, not even one guy, two people show up at a designated time. These are two government people, and they sat down with me. I was in the Marines with this guy. So they sat down with me. And it wasn't 5 minutes. Hey, do you know Bob? That's not his name, but hey, you know Bob? Oh yeah, he's a good guy? Okay, good to go. No, they sat down with me for over an hour to interrogate me on everything I knew about Bob. And when I say everything I knew, they were asking me what he eats, what he drinks, how much does he drink? They were asking me about his wife. And I don't mean her name. They obviously knew all that. How well do they get along? Have you ever seen them fight? You know, does Bob sneak around on her? Just wild things to ask me. You know why they do that for a basic background check in the government? Do you understand how important that is? Why? Because let's say my friend Bob did get that government job with access to classified information. Well, if Bob has things in his life that are out of whack, Bob is a walking security risk. Let's say he drinks too much. Let's say he sneaks around on his old lady. Let's say China finds out, and China wants access to that information. Well, it's a simple phone call. It's a simple meeting in the parking lot with Bob. Hey, Bob, you see this? We have information showing that DUI you got the other night. We'll tell your wife, we'll tell your boss, we'll tell the whole world, or you can slip us a little bit of classified information, and then all that goes away. That's what it takes to get a security clearance with the government, and that's why it takes that. So when you hear anybody on the left say, oh, it's Hunter Biden, oh, it's the president's son, who cares, it's no big deal, you really need to reject that outright, because the president of the United States of America having a son who's a walking security risk is a very, very big deal. If my friend Bob, if his wife, not even him, if his wife was into drugs and I knew about it and told them, my friend Bob wouldn't have got the job, because your loved ones matter a lot too. The president of the United States has a son who's a crackhead. Yeah, I'm not even going to really bring up all the ladies of the night and various extracurricular activities, but we're talking ties to the worst regimes on the planet. We talk all the time about Russia and China. Russia's evil, China's evil. Yeah, okay, all that's true. Hunter Biden is in business with both of those entities, and I don't mean bought a pack of gum from them. He's deep in business. Oh, and did I mention? Not that this is any kind of a shock to anybody, but we now have a voicemail from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden confirming the fact that Joe is knee-deep in it with him.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear.
I think you're clear. That's the President of the United States of America talking to his corrupt crackhead son. Are you ready to admit we have a big problem here? And it is funny that now his dad's calling him. We have this voicemail saying they're in the clear because I remember them doing what they do so well, playing dumb. He had nothing to do with it.
And how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Did you and your father ever discuss Ukraine?
No. As I said, the only time was after a news account, and it wasn't a discussion in any way. There's no but to this. No, we never did.
But they did. And really, this isn't on the Bidens. Frankly, it's not. Joe Biden has been a weapons-grade scumbag and a jerk for his entire political career, and we now know the Biden crime family has used Joe Biden's elected positions to enrich themselves for his entire career. This is standard corrupt politicians. What we have here is a media problem. The same media, social media included, that covered up this Hunter Biden story, called it Russian disinformation leading up to the election. And now that same media, who flat out censored this story before the election, won't cover it at all. Censorship by ignoring it. That's exactly what they do right now. And so Peter Doocy, to his credit, asked Corinne Diversity Hire about it, and wow, what a banner answer this was.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And
he's
second,
leaving a voicemail
secondly,
about a New York Times article
but secondly,
concerning Hunter
secondly,
Biden's business dealings. And he says, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will.
Are you disputing that I'm the not, president's voice on the voicemail?
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are
it's
you
not
disputing
happening.
Then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
What? By the way, that's why you don't hire a press secretary just because she happens to be a black lesbian. I predict she's going to last another month or two, and then they're going to slowly push her on out the door because Corinne Diversity Hire isn't going to cut it, and those kind of answers aren't going to cut it with the American people. You see, it is a very big deal that the President of the United States of America is in with his son's corrupt business dealings, and we now know because of witnesses, because of the laptop, videotape, voicemails, we now know the president is in on this, and I guess the real question is, what is the GOP going to do about it? Because the old GOP would have done nothing about it. The old right would have done this. Well, I mean, it's his son. Let's leave family out of this. We're better than that, guys. No. The last president, our president, was impeached twice over complete nonsense. Is this Republican Party going to impeach President Joe Biden because of his son's ties to corrupt communist regimes like China, who have declared themselves to be enemies of the United States of America? Or is this corrupt GOP once again going to be better than that? Are we going to be better than the fact that Joe Biden has opened up our border? And are we not going to call him to account for that? I mean, you do realize 50 people just roasted to death in the back of a tractor trailer in Arizona, right? You have any idea what it would be like to cook to death in the back of a truck like that? 18-wheeler? Actually, I'm sorry, Texas? You have any idea what that would feel like? And this is not a one-off. I mean, this is getting a bunch of news because it was a bunch of people. The current count stands at 1,200 dead, and that's what they tell us. So it's probably several times higher than that, including 50 children, at least 50 children are dead. The United Nations, of all things, is calling our southern border, the United States of America, our southern border, they're calling it the deadliest land crossing in the world. 476,000 migrants this year alone into the United States of America. It's July 6th. This is the remaking of a nation. That's what it is. It's the remaking of a nation. They have purposely opened our border. Remember, they're spending your tax dollars every day to keep the border open, to prevent the building of the wall. And still we have idiots like this DHS secretary, speaking of people who need replaced, impeached, Mayorkas is up there saying, hey, we're killing it.
Just a simple question. Do you think it's working?
I think that we are doing a good job.
Well, in his defense, for what he wants to do, he is doing a good job. Biden, Mayorkas, all of them. Because they want the border open. They want the country remade. They want the country destroyed. Import a bunch of poor people from the third world into a nation while the nation is already suffering with inflation, gas prices, and everything else. Their goal is to break the system, and their goal is now and always has been to get these people voting so they'll vote Democrat all their lives. Arizona just tried to pass a bill saying, hey, a very simple bill, hey, provide proof of citizenship. Proof of citizenship, that's all we want. If you're going to vote in federal elections, prove you're a citizen. Very basic. Any nation in the history of the world would say, yeah, that's a no-brainer. The Biden administration is suing them for that. It's all out in the open now. They're not pretending anymore. They are trying to break us in two. We have a panel coming on next to talk about the border. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. We have a great, great show for you. Now, there's something else that may make you uncomfortable. That timeshare you're stuck in that you don't want anymore. I know how it works. Maybe you were living it up. Maybe you used the daylights out of it for a while. Woohoo, look at our timeshare. Invite Aunt Sarah here. I get it. But maybe now you don't use it anymore and you're stuck. You're paying annual fees. You're paying special assessments. You want out of the stupid timeshare, only you can't get out. They held up all the fine print on you and said, no, you're in it for life, and you don't know how to get out, and you think you're stuck for life. You are not stuck for life. You're a phone call away from freedom. Lone Star Transfer has helped over 16,000 people. You know what their success rate is for getting people out of timeshares? 99%. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I don't care how stuck you think you are. Make a phone call. The no-obligation consultation is free. The phone call is free. Call them and see if they can help you. I bet you they can. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646. Or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. You're not stuck. Call them. We'll be back.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
The migration that is occurring throughout the hemisphere is reflective of the economic downturn, increase in violence throughout the region, the result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the results of climate change.
Climate change? Let's find out about that. Joining me now, my friend Rick Green, of course, of the Patriot Academy, which is awesome, and also Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, let's start with you. Are all those people fleeing Guatemala because of climate change?
Yeah, that's nonsense. It kind of reminded me of John Belushi's scene in where he was saying it wasn't my fault, the tuxedo was at the cleaner and all that. In other words, he was coming up with one excuse after another. That's ludicrous. I mean, they're just coming up with whatever excuse they can come up with. This is the direct result of their policies. Under Trump, it's not that everything was fixed, but the border was stabilized. And these guys undid almost everything. They were warned it would lead to a border crisis, just like they were warned that that huge $1 trillion stimulus bill would lead to inflation. They did it in any way, and they got exactly what everybody knew was going to happen, which is the disaster that's continuing at the border.
Rick, I'm sorry, call me a cynic, but this is all intentional, right? These people don't walk in and throw open the border and do all these things and then look around and say, whoopsie, this is a real big screw up. They're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I agree with everything that's been said so far. I triple-checked, Jesse. I was looking for an impeachment clause for just being stupid and making moronic statements. That's not in there, but it's not necessary at this point. Mayorkas ought to be impeached for everything else he's done. To literally open up our nation to terrorist threats, to crime, to all of the other things that come across the border, the fentanyl, the deaths. I mean, just go down the list, and it continues. Now, I will say, governors need to step up. Look, these counties in my home state of Texas that are declaring an invasion, declaring an emergency, the governor of Texas needs to do that. So, Greg Abbott, get it done, man. Article 4, Section 4 is being failed by the federal government, so Article 1, Section 10 kicks in right here. Get the job done and seal the border. The states can do this. It's time to forget the whole Arizona v. U.S. case from 10 years ago and try this thing all over again and take it back to the Supreme Court. And that's only going to happen when a governor steps up and does his or her job. Carrie Lake will do it in Arizona if she wins, but I wish Greg Abbott would do it in Texas.
Mark, we've heard in the news a lot about the 50 people dead in a tractor trailer in San Antonio. Obviously, terrible story. But I think a lot of people, especially people who don't pay attention and don't live along the border, they think this is kind of like a first-time thing. Oh, my gosh, people are dying crossing the border. It's terrible. People do not realize how common this is.
Yeah, I mean, this is the largest single incidence of people like this dying because, frankly, they've been enticed to try it by this administration's lax policies. But even with the tightest and most consistent enforcement, you're still going to have some people taking foolish risks. Not this many. This administration is responsible, partly responsible for these deaths, but you know, people are going to try and risk getting into the U.S. if there's a decent chance they can get away with it and get a job and basically succeed, because that's their goal. This administration has basically sent the message, an invitation around the world, that if you can get past the Border Patrol, you're basically home free. They're not going to look for you if you're inside the country. Even if, say, you apply for asylum and are turned down, they're not going to make you leave when you turn down. When you offer that kind of incentive, and people are going to take you up on it, and so you're going to end up with tragedies like we saw in San Antonio.
Hold on, Mark, did you just say we don't even make them leave when they're turned down for asylum? What do? Tell them go get some McDonald's?
No, we just tell them that they have been, their asylum claim has failed. You know, they went and they had their due process, and that's it. You know, they'll often send a bag and baggage letter, they call it, or a run letter that says, you know, please show up next Tuesday with your luggage for deportation. You know, who does that? Some people might, most people don't. ICE is not allowed to go look for them. ICE has basically been abolished, even if technically the agency still exists. So, you know, once you get past the Border Patrol, you really are home free.
Good grief. Rick, we've heard a lot in the news, especially from my friend Congressman Chip Roy and others, about Texas declaring an invasion, invasion this, invasion this. Is this campaign talking points, or is there something to this?
Oh, it's real, man. It's you know, we're watching this is what, 10 times at this point, the amphibious assault at Normandy. I mean, this is a true invasion of our country coming across the border. And Jesse, to your point earlier, I mean, these deaths in this truck, this gets everybody's attention because it's 50 deaths at once. But what they ought to be paying attention to is day after day after day, the rapes, the child sex trafficking, the rape trees. I mean, all of the horrific, sick things that are happening every day at the border. And it adds up to not just thousands, but now hundreds of thousands. What is it now? We're looking at roughly 400,000 gotaways already this year, 600,000 last year. So that means 1 million in the United States that we don't know who they are or where they are. So not only the danger to our nation in the future, But these horrific deaths and rapes and child sex trafficking that's happening every single day at our border. And Chip Roy, you mentioned him. I mean, he's been the best voice on this that I've heard in Congress. He's relentless on it. And I thank God. He's my congressman, by the way. So I'm really proud of Chip and what he's been doing on this issue.
Yeah, he's a good man. All right, I've got a little video here from Mayorkas talking about the morale of Border Patrol.
I will tell you the frustration of the individuals, you know, with the badges on the ground and the holstered firearms is earned.
Yeah.
We need to be very clear about that. And our Border Patrol agents, you know, their morale is down, and I understand why.
He's the reason it's down, Mark.
Right.
Of course it is. Of course he is. And the Border Patrol agents make that perfectly clear. I mean, he's gone to various events, you know, going to talk with guys out in the field where they've, you know, they've been arguing with him, talking back to him. Sometimes they turn their backs to him. I mean, he is the reason that the Border Patrol morale is so low. And that's why I think there really is a strong case to make in the next Congress, when the Republicans take the House, for impeaching Mayorkas. Now, I'm not sure that if he were removed, which he won't be probably, but even if he were removed, how much better would it be? The Democrat administration would just appoint somebody else, because the root cause of the border crisis is not in Guatemala or Honduras, it's sitting in the Oval Office. Nonetheless, Mayorkas richly deserves being removed from office, because he has actually said, he told Bret Baier recently on Fox News, that Bret Baier said, okay, so is it the policy of this administration to reduce the number of illegal immigrants crossing the border? And he would not say that. He said it's the policy of the administration to process people quickly and efficiently. That is the way they see this, that their goal is to move people into the U.S. as painlessly and quickly as possible.
Rick, the Republicans aren't going to impeach anyone, are they?
Unfortunately, and very unlikely. This is why I keep saying the states have got to be the ones to step up here. And, you know, the Constitution gave immigration to the federal government because the founding fathers didn't want one state to have lax immigration and then that affect all the other states. So they said, well, if we do this at the federal level, we'll make sure it's strong and good for the whole country. They never imagined that it would be the federal government that would drop the ball and not do this job. And that's why, I mean, I'm looking for a governor that would step up. Imagine if Ron DeSantis was the governor of a border state, how different he would be handling this right now based on what he's done with COVID and everything else over the last year and a half. And Jesse, look, I didn't serve in the military. You did. You know this way better than I do. But even in business or in the nonprofit cause-oriented world, when you have a commander that is as much of a failure as Mayorkas is, it completely demoralizes everybody. So these Border Patrol agents that are being given this incredible, impossible job on the border, to then have a commander, both in Mayorkas and in Biden, to undermine everything they're doing, I can understand why they're completely depressed and hate their job. So we need to be praying for them. We need to be encouraging them every time we see them, because they're doing an impossible task right now, and let's hope that help is on the way in a new president in 2024. But to your point, Jesse, unfortunately, I don't think the Republicans that are going to take over in 2024 will go as far as what they need to do with an impeachment.
Yeah. Rick, Mark, appreciate it, fellas. Keep doing what you do.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. There's someone in the Biden administration you're not paying attention to, and you should. My friend James Lindsay is going to join us next. He's going to tell us who this person is and why it matters. Now, there's something else that matters, and that's your dollar. Look, I know what you're going through. We're going through it, too. Grocery store, I still get phone calls from the wife. Do you have any idea how much we just spent for food? I know. Inflation is killing all of us. It is. I can't tell you the dollar is going to be okay. They're predicting way more inflation. They're predicting long-lasting inflation, I saw today. There's nothing I can do about that. All we can do is be ready, right? You know, Oxford Gold will deliver gold to your front door. I don't mean they send you a piece of paper. Oh, by the way, we've got some gold. We're holding it for you. No, no. They'll deliver real gold to your front door. So no matter what the dollar does, no matter how deep this whole thing goes, you're always going to have something with tremendous value, because gold's always had value, always will. Call Oxford Gold Group. Tell them Jesse told you to call. I promise they're laid back. It's easy. They'll take care of you, but do something to protect yourself, all right? 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call, all right? We'll be back.
Well, what do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
The liberal world order? That doesn't sound good. Joining me now, someone who I'm sure can explain this to all of us, my friend James Lindsay. He is, frankly, the best guy I know explaining communism, what these people want, why they want it. He's the founder of newdiscourses.com, which I would recommend, and author of the book you should read if you want to understand them, Race Marxism. Go get this book if you want to understand what they're doing here. James, what in the world is the liberal world order? That sounds really creepy.
Yeah, I think it probably is really creepy. I think it's a fraud. I think it's a brand name for what might better be called the neoliberal world order. Some people would have called that just the new world order. It's a public-private partnership between government entities and big business and actually other kind of big players, foundations, faith leaders, et cetera, to try to coordinate how we're going to live, how we're going to buy, how we're going to sell, what we can buy and what we can sell, where we can travel, when we can't travel. It is the overarching system that has been a parasite on the true liberal system that we thought that we had that's enshrined in our Constitution. If you would know, of course, because you're a gentleman and a scholar, but that the liberalism, broadly speaking, is not what these people are doing. Liberalism is not a public-private partnership between business and government. It is a kind of philosophical position that nobody deserves political authority. So with the consent of the governed, we'll lend it to some people for a short amount of time and then vote them out of office if we don't like them. What this is something completely different. It's a way for government and big business to come in through the back door to control everything that they want to control, which is everything and us.
James, I have kind of a dark question, but it's on my mind as I hear you explain this private government partnership, the business government partnership out there. That seems so overwhelming for me, for the average citizen. Okay, well, if Nike is going to join with the U.S. government against me, what chance do I have? It seems like all the powerful entities are joining against us and we seem so small. Is that an odd way to put it?
I mean, it is. It's a correct way to put it. We are very small against this machine, but the problem is that the machine doesn't work without us. They can have all the public and private partnership that they want, but they and Nike can be involved and ExxonMobil can be involved and all of the big corporations can be involved. But they're also getting squeezed and they can't produce unless everybody's producing around them. They think that machines will do all the production, but obviously, you know, they're not doing the best with making systems that actually work in those regards. And so we are small, but we actually have a lot on our side. We also, supposing that we, you know, could get, I don't know, one or two Republicans in the universe that have a spine, we also have the Constitution on our side if somebody will stand up and defend it legally. Big business and government are not supposed to be able to collude this way. So the courts can actually really strike this down. Our legislators can take some pretty bold action, like banning the data mining that they need to make it work. And our corporate leaders can actually realize that they're going to get the screw on this as well and can speak up and start blowing the whistle into the fact that this is, in a sense, a gigantic criminal conspiracy that's been going on for a long time. And once that starts coming out, the system that we put in place that actually removes power from small numbers of hands can start to rumble into action and defend you and me, us little guys.
James, Brian Deese, that doofus we saw in the beginning who used the words liberal world order, people don't know about him. You know, they know about Psaki, who's gone, and they know about Corinne Diversity Hire, and they know about these things. Not many people know who this guy is. Who is he? How much influence does he have?
Well, he's the director for what is it, like the National Economic Council. So he is the guy in charge of how the president's office makes decisions about economic matters, foreign and domestic. So you can tell what a great job this guy's doing by how expensive gas is and how, you know, we can't get all the things that we want and how expensive it is to fly or travel and how complicated everything is and how you can't get a new car or you can't get a new Apple computer or whatever without getting on a waiting list. You can tell this guy's economic thoughts are brilliant. Now, what a lot of people wouldn't realize is that he worked for Obama and he was pretty significant in the Obama White House. And now he's a big time player in the Biden White House. But in between, he went and worked for Larry Fink at BlackRock. In fact, he was the head of their sustainable investment division at BlackRock for 2017 through 2020, I guess, when he came back to the White House, which what paid him about $2.5 million a year, made him super, super rich, plus whatever bonuses, so that he could learn how to implement communism under the brand name sustainability through tools like environmental, social, and governance metrics, the ESG measures that we're now hearing so much about as they fall apart and destroy countries like Sri Lanka and Ghana and increasingly Canada and the United States.
Good grief. James, thank you so much. Please come back soon. Go buy his book, by the way, Race Marxism. It will open your eyes to what we face. Thank you, my brother.
Every time. See ya.
Scary. But ESG, James talks a lot about it. You've heard me talk about it. You need to look into ESG. You need to be more aware of it, and you need to educate friends and family on it. It's really, really evil, sick stuff. It's communism ingraining itself in our society, all right? All right, we still have more for you here. But first, let's talk to you about your health. I mean, I talk about health a lot because at this point in time, we all have to make sure we're taking care of ourselves. I don't know about you. I don't have quite as much faith in the medical community as I used to. When I talk about Eden Pure Thunderstorms, I often reference allergies and how it makes the air smell so clean, and it does all those things. It kills viruses and mold in your air. Ever since I've installed three of these things in my home, my family has been as healthy as they've ever been. Wife, two kids, me, we just don't get sick anymore. They have a three-pack for sale for my viewers, $200 off. You get three of these things for under $200. That's unheard of. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse, and that gets you a three-pack for under $200. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. We'll be back. You know how close we've been to nuclear war in this country? Just in case you don't know, I've told you this story before, but you understand that there was a Russian submarine down around Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. It had nuclear-tipped torpedoes, and the captain of the sub, as they were being depth charged from above, ordered the firing of that nuclear-tipped torpedo. The order was given, fire it. He was, by the grace of God, overruled by the rest of his crew, but we were that close. We've been that close to nuclear war. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it can't, which brings me to something scary going on right now. My friend Lee Smith is going to join us to talk about that. He's the author of the great book, The Permanent Coup, The Plot Against the President. And he's also the author of The Strong Horse. Lee, Russia, Jesse? Iran, and China, they yes. seem to be getting their tan in Latin America right now. What are they doing?
Yes, we have things like Russian sailors who are enjoying ports of call in places like Venezuela and Cuba. And look, what we're seeing right here is further confirmation of what the conflict in Ukraine shed light on. And that is the rise of a new anti-American bloc with Beijing at its head, Moscow in some ways as a stalking horse, but it also includes Iran. Now we're seeing Venezuela. It also includes affiliated terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, which are under the control of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. So, there's a lot going on, and it's not good for the United States, especially given the leadership of our country right now.
Lee, before we get into what exactly they're doing, why they're doing it, how they're maneuvering, can you game plan this for me as far as their capabilities? Now, everyone knows China's a big boy country, Russia's pretty big, Venezuela, Iran is not, I mean, the best, but they're nothing to be dismissed. What are their capabilities compared to ours?
I mean, there are two nuclear powers there. Russia has, I think, the world's largest nuclear arsenal. And astonishingly, our intelligence community and our Pentagon don't really know the size of China's nuclear arsenal. exactly, but they know it's very large. Look, I think the fundamental point, Jesse, is something that you talk about all the time, and I think it's very significant. It's like, well, what is the readiness of the United States Armed Forces? If the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is focusing on woke culture and woke education, and they're getting rid of combat arms through attacks on white supremacy, which of course is something that, you know, which is negligible in the armed forces and throughout the rest of the country. But if this is their focus, going after white supremacists in the U.S. armed forces, that tells you how prepared our military is for actually any sort of conflict at present. In fact, we saw how prepared, tragically, how ill-prepared our senior officials are with the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Lee, I hear countries like Russia and China and Iran, and I can't help but think our president of the United States is tied to these countries, is he not? I mean, he's not exactly been a lifelong enemy of China.
Yes, that's the actual, the very significant factor here. What we're seeing, look, we are right to say, Americans are right to say, our real problems are here at home with the Biden administration, with Biden's Department of Justice, with Biden's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. All of these people are hunting Americans. They're hunting pro-America Americans. And that's right, that is a real problem. But that should not distract us from the fact that we do have foreign adversaries. And here's the problem. Those foreign adversaries are partnered with the Biden administration. So you mentioned China, of course, and Hunter Biden, the entire Biden family's relationships with the Chinese Communist Party are well known. But it's more important to think of it in terms of structural relations, right? The Democratic Party is structurally pro-China. They can't conduct presidential campaigns without money from big tech, Wall Street, universities, and Hollywood, right? That's where their donors are from. All those four institutions and industries are tied to Chinese money. They need Chinese money to flourish. So the Democrats, again, structurally pro-China. If you look at what's happening right now, while all the attention is on Ukraine, at the same time, the Biden administration is moving very close to getting back into the Iran nuclear deal. What the Iran nuclear deal is, pay no attention to everyone who's been trying to disguise this for the last several years. It will legalize and legitimize the Iranian nuclear weapons program, right? Once these sunset clauses, so-called restrictions on Iran's nuclear program fade away, that means Iran is in the clear. Iran will have a nuclear weapons program, thanks to Barack Obama and now thanks to Joe Biden. Here's the other thing that a lot of people don't know about the negotiations over the Iranian nuclear program. We're not negotiating directly with Iran. Our mediator, the person who's the country who's mediating on behalf of the United States is Vladimir Putin, right? So while there's all this noise on Ukraine, Putin this and Putin that, and we're going to sanction Ukraine, and we're going to break the ruble and do all these terrible things to Russia. In fact, once the Iran nuclear deal goes through, the Russians will receive a windfall of at least $10 billion when Iran taps them to be their nuclear patron, to help them set up their nuclear weapons program. So again, the fundamental point here is that we Americans who love and cherish our country need to understand our problem is domestic and it's foreign. And our domestic adversaries, the people who hunt us here, are partnered with very serious adversaries abroad. And now those people are conducting war games in Latin America.
Lee, okay, there's no excuse for the Democratic Party being in bed with China, as you pointed out, and how they are. But let's take that and let's just set that aside for a moment. Why be in bed with Iran and Russia? It doesn't make sense. Help me make sense of why they would want to deal with the largest state sponsor of terror in the world, Iran, and then Russia. Why?
Jesse, you know, for a long time, the United States, its foreign policy has been, and a lot of this is noise. A lot of it's our messaging campaign, but how we talk about shared values with other countries, whether we're talking about European countries, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, whether we're talking about Middle Eastern countries like Israel, whether we talk about Canada or Australia, we talk about sharing values as democracies, right? So that tells you something, again, about the Obama-Biden faction. Why do they want to realign American interest in the Middle East with Iran, right? And I think the reality is, as we've seen very clearly here over the last 5 years, what the Biden and Obama faction has been doing to Americans, the values are shared, right? They look on the Iranians with envy and appreciation. And if you look and you see what the press is like now, it's a third world media operation. That's what our press is. If you look at what the Justice Department is, right, it's an intelligence service tasked to fight for the causes of the Democratic Party. That's what it is. It's shared values between the Obama-Biden faction and the Islamic Republic of Iran. And of course, I think we can look at the Chinese and see the same thing there. When you see Barack Obama get up in front of university audiences in Chicago and at Stanford and say, "I am in charge of the anti-disinformation campaign." And you and I and your great audience knows exactly what someone like Barack Obama means by disinformation. It means censoring political opponents. When the former president of the United States says, "I am going to dismantle the First Amendment against my political opponents," you know what kind of moral value, what kind of values the people who are now governing this country hold. Shared values with Iran and China.
Good grief. Lee Smith, thank you as always. Brilliant, my brother.
Thank you, Jesse. Great to see you. We're winning, though, man. We're winning.
We'll get them. We'll get them. All right. We have a great lighten the mood video next. I'm still laughing about it. Someone sent it to me last night. I was laughing for about 5 minutes. So hang on for that. And let's talk. Let's talk about how scary everything is right now. Look, I get all that. I get it. All we can do is take care of ourselves, right? I'm not saying we need to be insular people, but we do need to look more to ourselves now. Take care of our family, take care of our friends, take care of our communities. Take care of our bodies. Go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q. Do you know, I'm not talking medicine here. I'm not talking chemicals or any of that other stuff. We're talking all natural supplements, U.S. manufacturing. And I know these guys personally, they're the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever met in the business world. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural supplements. 20%. There's a male vitality stat. Go get it. Ladies, there's a female vitality stat. They have whatever your health needs are or desires are. Go to choq.com and see what they have. You're not going to believe all the options. Male vitality stat, fellas. And when you use the promo code Jesse, you get 30% off everything. choq.com, promo code Jesse. Go. We'll be back. All right, it's time to lighten the mood with one of the great videos I've ever seen in my life. Before we do that, let's help you out real quick. I know you're sticker shocked right now at the grocery store. I'm perfectly aware of it. And I can't help you with the lettuce prices. I can't help you with the condiment prices, with the bread prices, and nothing I can do about that. I can help you with meat, though. Steaks, burger, chicken, seafood. All those prices are skyrocketing, frankly, more than everything else. And we're all worried if we can afford meat. Let me help you out. Good Ranchers, American company, American meat, the highest quality. You've got to try their Wagyu burgers. That's what I make my world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers with. And here's what happens with Good Ranchers. You sign up and you subscribe. When you subscribe, you never see a price increase on your meat. You're locked in immediately. Inflation goes way up next month, next quarter, next year. Doesn't go up for you, not on your meat. You're buying chicken at the same price, beef at the same price, seafood at the same price. And you get $25 off every single box for the lifetime of your subscription. It's a great deal, man. They're great people. Go to goodranchers.com/Jesse, and that's how you get that deal. Goodranchers.com/Jesse. Lock in your meat prices. Now, for the greatest freaking fireworks video ever. I'm sorry. I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.